The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
Well, John, you know, during the break, I was on the telephone. I was calling, and I contacted a company that has these RFID protection wallets, you know, because we've been talking about credit cards with that have RFID chips in them. So I wanted to talk with somebody and see what their take was, and I was unable to get anybody to come on to actually talk to me about the technology, but for protecting us from being spied upon and having our identity and our credit card accounts stolen remotely, because my quick research tells me that for $100, I could buy a device that could let me go into a crowd and kind of pick up credit card information right there off these RFID cards. What do you think?
Yeah, and, you know, right now I don't have any of those in my wallet, but maybe that's what we're going to do for Christmas this year is give each other new wallets that are RFID protected.
Well, John, I am pretty convinced that if you wanted to make one, you could make it out of a piece of aluminum foil, literally. I believe that if you took aluminum foil and you wrapped your RFID credit card in it, it would be enough of a shield to protect your identity. Now, the way to find out is, you know, for those of you who have them, completely wrap it tightly in aluminum foil. And then go to use it and say, I just want to see if it works. I made this little wallet out of aluminum foil. And, you know, next time you go to use your RFID credit card, just go to make that purchase and just say, I just want to see if this works. Can you read this card in this aluminum foil? And if you can't, then you know it works. Okay. And then you can unwrap the credit card and use it if you want. But I was thinking about... I don't know. I want to know how well they can sustain microwaves in a microwave oven. So I might want to test mine and see if it just cooks the RFID chip. I might want to do that. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. But we're getting to the point where we're being tracked everywhere we go. And I find it absolutely outrageous. And, you know, we've got this problem here at the farm, and you know, I keep hearing, well, what would happen, you know, if somebody in the family drives and gets a flat tire? What would you do without a cell phone? What did we used to do? What did we used to do without cell phones? I'm sure that if I had a flat tire and I raised my hood, somebody would come by and say, can I help you? I'm pretty sure that would happen. So I don't think I need a cell phone. Okay, John, back to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, the news tab.
Let's take a side trip. At the top of the hour, they were talking about the second Ebola patient that's died in the United States.
Yeah.
They just brought this doctor over from Africa, and if he had died in Africa, he'd be just another statistic. But this doctor happens to be black, so both deaths attributed to Ebola in the United States are black people. And it just so happens that they do the second death right before the grand jury is getting ready to announce in Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
Not that this administration would want to foment violence or anything like that.
No, know. You know, I keep wondering about Ferguson. And there's a post on our website that the cop who shot and killed that young black man, there's a video of him arresting someone who was videoing him, videoing the cop, got arrested by the cop. You know, before he shot and killed Michael Brown. I think there's something wrong with the way we're training the police. I think we're training them to be at the ready to shoot first and think about it later. I met a guy at Harbor Freight in the parking lot of Harbor Freight, and we were talking. And he told me, he's a young cop in a small town, and he told me that he, as well as all these other cops, are being trained that, you know, if you pull someone over and she's a white-haired little old lady, you are to expect that she's going to kill you. And that's how you deal with her. So we're now looking at little old ladies as killers. So the cops are at the ready to shoot us because they've been trained. These little old ladies, you can't trust them. You know, they'll kill you. Something is really wrong. And I wonder what would happen if Andy Griffith were on TV today with a new series, you know, Mayberry, RFD. Would they be laughed at, you know? We got Barney Fife with one bullet, you know. There's no MRAPs in Mayberry. There are no tanks in Mayberry. There are no tasers in Mayberry. There's no mace in Mayberry. There's no body armor.
Today that would be Mayberry RFID.
Yeah. Yeah, but, John, think about that, right? Mayberry, no tasers. No assault weapons, no machine guns, no mace, no batons, no MRAPs, no drones, no cell phone spoof towers that where the government, where the sheriff of Mayberry would be monitoring your cell phone transmissions. No secret clandestine back office at the sheriff's office where they're monitoring your texts, your tweets, your emails, your conversations. No spy technology. Can you imagine how nice it would be if that were the case today? So who brought this to us? Well, I guess that would be George Bush, Barry. These guys have sold us out. I mean, don't forget the rest of the presidents. They've sold us out, too. John, I am absolutely convinced that there are a couple classes of people, too. There's us and there's them. And they really don't like us all that much. And they need a few of us. They need a few of us to do their plumbing. They need a few of us to build their roads. They need a few of us to, you know, do the hard work and grow food while they siphon and steal from us. And I was thinking about, over the weekend, I was thinking about Chernobyl. I was thinking how when Chernobyl blew up, and we had this massive radiation cloud, and it blew downwind, and the reaction that the government had in the former Soviet Union was to build a computer system to make sure everybody got their fair share of irradiated meat. Okay? Because the ground became contaminated with deadly radiation. So instead of quarantining the area, instead of fencing it off, instead of making it no man's land, they let the cattle graze on it, and they tracked the cattle and made sure everybody got his and her fair share of the toxic meat, the radioactive meat from the animals eating the radioactive grass on the radioactive ground. I thought about that. I thought, why would anybody do that? I figured it out. It just came to me all these years later. It wasn't to make sure that everybody got his and her fair share. It was to make sure that the other class of people, the government types, didn't get their fair share. They knew where all the meat was coming from. So they ate, and this is just speculation on my part, that they ate meat that was not contaminated. Now, in the United States, I'm off on a tangent here, John. In the United States, we've been toying with the idea of RFID chipping animals. So we can make sure you're all safe. I mean, heck, who would want to have a cow that came from Finelli's farm, right? With no injections and detections. Who would want to have one of them? A grass-fed cow. Could be dangerous. You could die from eating one of those, right? Because we certainly don't care about our animals, right? I think the idea of chipping animals and making sure that we know exactly where they came from is so that the government can make sure that the food they eat is absolutely the best in the world. And the rest of us can eat whatever's left over. That's just my 2 cents worth. John, what do you think about that?
Well, since you brought up radiation, let's jump down to the Fukushima section.
Yeah, but what do you think about what I said about tracking the animals so that the government can eat the best of the best of the best, and whatever's left over goes to the rest of us? Does that make sense to you, or have I lost my mind?
I think the elite actually just raise all their own stuff separate so they get the best of the best, and the chipping is to make sure that no family farm can survive.
Well, I agree with that, too. I agree with that, too, because it's $40, $40 for each injection. And that would be passed on to the consumer to make sure you're safe.
And that includes every chicken.
Can you imagine? Hey, by the way, I hear there's a shortage of turkeys. Have you heard that?
I have not seen that.
Okay, how about chocolate? Have you heard that we're going to run out of chocolate in a couple of decades because we're consuming more chocolate than we're growing?
Yeah, chocolate will be a luxury item.
I think it is. Already. And we haven't even gotten started, right? Wow, another segment. Man. Okay, so when we come back, John, where do you want to go so we can get queued up here?
Let's go to Fukushima and then back to control.
Fukushima, more radiation. Fukushima, the disaster. That's the link on the financialstateofunion.com, the news tab. We'll be right back.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys' fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Regan's with us. John, I have a feeling that what you're about to say is going to wipe the smile off everyone's face. Tell me I'm wrong. Well?
Yeah, we know about Fukushima and what it's doing to the Pacific. Yeah. Well, the Soviet Union dumped a bunch of radioactive material into the sea off their northern coast.
The kerosene.
We're talking about 17,000 containers of nuclear waste, 19 nuclear ships, and 14 nuclear reactors cut out of atomic vessels. And one of these is a submarine, the K-27, that they believe once it's breached that the water could cause a nuclear reaction greater than Chernobyl. And this sea is prime fishing grounds for Norway and other Nordic countries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is really serious stuff. And we've done it to ourselves. We have literally done this to ourselves. Russia, the United States, nuclear weapons. Norm Shealy talks about this as being one of, if not the dumbest thing we've ever done. Humanity. Building nuclear weapons. Nuclear devices. For which the byproduct, the waste product, we have no good way of storing that nuke or disposing of that waste product. Why would anybody do this? Why would General Electric build nuclear reactors, which makes a byproduct for which there is no safe way of disposing of the waste? It's lunacy. And, John, I've said this before. We talked about Fukushima the day it first happened. I said it was the worst man-made disaster since Noah's flood, and I stand by that. It is. Well, Chemistry 101, the professor was in front of the class, and he had a jar of, like a quart jar, and it had this red substance in it. He said, this is red dye. Red dye. And if we just dump this in the ocean, stir it around, and mix it up, since all the oceans are connected to each other, they're interconnected, if we uniformly distribute this red dye in the ocean, you can take this other quart jar, this empty one right here in my other hand, and you can scoop out a quart of water anywhere in any ocean, anywhere in any ocean, top, bottom, left, right, north, south, east, west, doesn't matter. Just take a quart of seawater, and it will contain at least one atom of red dye. That's just with a quart. And if you think about it, these nuclear reactors have enormous amounts of waste. Enormous amounts. And they stay radioactive for as many as thousands of years. Half-life in the thousands of years. We've lost our minds. Then you add to that the financial collapse that's coming. You add to that the GMO foods. And you look at, and who causes this? Who is it? Who is it that builds these nuclear reactors, that oversees these nuclear reactors, these nuclear weapons? I guess that would be government, right? So when the government says, hey, you're leaking a little bit of oil out of your crankcase, that's really serious. We're gonna fine you. These are the same guys that create waste that is so toxic for so long that mankind has no idea what to do with it, other than bury it and hope that there's no earthquake. That would let this radioactive waste contaminate our groundwater supply or our oceans or our food supply or our air. That's what your governments have done to you. Back to you, John.
Well, let me just remind everybody, months ago we talked about Bill Gates did a speech where he talked about reducing carbon.
Yeah.
Well, the top of control section, killing 2 billion people is not enough.
Man. Well, yeah, no smiles around here. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take longevity beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, hey, John, you know, I was thinking, are we able to live without electricity? Most of us can't. And, you know, at some of the meetups over the years, I've said, hey, I'll tell you what, why don't we find out how well we're prepared? So Friday night, let's, right after work, we'll arrive home at 5:30 and we'll get everything ready, because we know that we're going to shut the power off on our own circuit panel at 6 o'clock, a half hour later. So whatever we got to do, let's get it ready, because we know there's going to be a power failure a half hour from now. And I offered that challenge at the meetups and on the radio to see if anybody would But try it and tell us what happened. We've done it here. Well, no one's done it. No one's done it. And so, you know, I was thinking about that. It's freezing cold. It was really, really cold here this morning on the farm. And I'm thinking, okay, well, why don't we try it today? why don't we shut the power off today? Are you kidding? Nobody would do it. And it would be dangerous to do it. So I don't, you know, I'm only kidding. I don't recommend doing it. But if you shut the power off today, you could die from lack of heat. So are you prepared? Are you a survivalist? Are you really prepared? And have you considered getting out of Dodge? Have you considered moving to Plan B? Just a thought. Janet Randall's going to be in my place tonight at the meetup. She's the founder of the Missouri Ozark Preppers. So those of you who make it to the meetup tonight, if you decide to go, and I seriously suggest you consider the risks of going tonight. I can't make it tonight. I'm stuck here on the farm. But Janet Randall will be in my place, and she'll be doing a great job. And you'll be learning about farming for profit with Andrew. That's tonight at Jimmy's Egg. John Reagan, back to you.
Well, we're talking about the link before the break. There's a paper out of the Australian University that the loss of 2 billion people over a five-year period mid-century would not be enough to stop climate change.
Mm-hmm.
And below that, I've got a link, why they'll succeed. You know,
John,
one of the things, yes.
If you look at it on an aerial map of a big city, you know, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Phoenix, any big city, and you just say, okay, so let's see, how many gallons of water do we use in that city? Where does all that water come from? How about this? Well, let's say it takes a couple gallons to flush the average toilet. Where the heck does all that water go? Really? Where does it come from and where does it go? And how is it sustainable? That's at current population levels. Now, that's just the toilets. How about drinking water? How about washing the cars? How about all the other things that we use water for? Taking showers? Where the heck, when you pull a plug on your bathtub, where does all that water go? And how many people do that every morning? Every morning of every day. Where does all that water go? And how many people wake up at the same time and take showers and baths at the same time? And if you look at it that way, if you look at 500 gallons of fuel to heat the average home in the East Coast, that's with high-efficiency heating systems. 500 gallons of fuel oil per home, or the equivalent in natural gas or propane or electricity. Where does all that energy come from? And is it possible that we're running out of it? And when we burn those fuels in our cars, how much oxygen are we consuming when we do that? You know, when we drive our cars, we're not thinking that air cleaner is filtering the air that goes in the combustion chambers of our 4, 6, 8 and more cylinder engines. That oxygen is being consumed and turned into pollution. How are we making more oxygen when we're cutting trees down in record numbers? We really have, John, what I'm trying to do is put an exclamation point on what you're saying. We have a huge problem. We really do. And then our government, in its infinite stupidity, is rewarding people for having more children.
Well, let's talk about more government stupidity in our public schools. You know, given what we know is coming, they should be teaching our children how to raise a garden, how to raise chickens and rabbits, and then learn how to slaughter and butcher them.
Right. And none of that's being taught.
The second article under control, there was a biology teacher in Idaho that killed and skinned a rabbit in class.
Mm-hmm.
He's now apologized and is facing disciplinary action for something that was a skill that every able-bodied person had not too long ago in our history. If he wanted to teach students where their food came from, and these weren't even young kids. These were 10th graders, you know, high school sophomores in a biology class.
You know, I'm going to, after this broadcast, that's Columbia High School?
Yes.
In Nampa, Idaho. I'm going to call the school. I'm going to get to the school board office, at least the principal's office, and I'm going to see if I can get on the air that teacher. I'm going to see if we can get him on. And he may not want to come on because he's probably been spanked pretty hard. I'm looking for his name. But what's wrong with this? What is wrong with teaching children where food comes from? You and I know someone, a family, right here in Missouri, John Dollarhite and Judy Dollarhite. They know rabbits pretty well. They raised them. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture came down on them like a ton of bricks, right? Fined them $6.19 million for raising rabbits and selling them as pets. Because they found out that pet rabbits brought more money than meat rabbits. They were selling them for meat. And, you know, there are no rules. There are no permits that are necessary to raise and sell meat rabbits in Missouri. I'm looking forward to contacting the Columbia High School in Nampa, Idaho. And by the way, if any of you listening know that instructor who killed and skinned a rabbit in class, if you've got the contact information, please email me at vincent@usaprepares.com and I'll see what I can do about getting that instructor on the air. You know, it sounds harsh, but that's what farmers do. Farmers raise plants and animals. That's what we do for food. So you guys can go to McDonald's and Burger King and the Olive Garden and other restaurants. That's what we do. Politicians certainly don't do it. Back to you.
You know, if this had been a satanic sacrifice, it'd probably be considered protected speech.
Yeah. You're right.
You know, let's skip.
John, you know, this brings back old memories when you'd be at the meetup and you'd be on stage and I'd say, okay, that's it for smiles. They're over. John's on stage.
But wait, you'd wipe more.
You'd wipe the smiles off everybody's face. I mean, not in a bad way, just waking everybody up. You know, John, just staying on this rabbit thing for a couple minutes. Years ago, in the one-room schoolhouse, we would go back to our farms, and we would do this. We didn't need to learn how to do it in school, because we all did it, right? We all raised our own animals, killed them and ate them, preserved them, made jerky out of them, cooked them. Now this poor teacher shows what it's like in a biology class and gets stomped on by showing students where their food comes from. And my understanding is that the students who did not want to participate could leave. That's a pretty good way of doing it, I think. Okay.
Back to you. My dad, when he was a young boy growing up in Stuckey, Missouri, you know, he and his buddies would bring their hunting rifles to school and go hunting afterwards.
John, that happened in the 90s. In the 1990s, when I was teaching high school, the students brought hunting rifles in their trucks, in their vehicles, to school. Because right after school, they went hunting. Nobody shot anybody. As a matter of fact, John, when I was teaching computer science, we would have the UPS and the FedEx deliveries, you know, a couple times a day in our classroom. And I needed to open boxes. Early in the semester, I got a delivery, and I said, oh, wow, got some boxes. I went over to bend over to open the box, and all the students were hanging around, you know, looking. Hey, what did we get? All these knives came out. All the guys were offering their knives so I could open the box. We probably had 40, 50, 60 knives in my classroom. Everybody had one. I didn't complain. I'm glad they had them. Rule number 9, always carry a knife. What happens if you're in an accident and you have to cut that seatbelt that's stuck? It happened. Dr. Howard Chain and I came on an accident. He whipped out his knife and he cut the seatbelt from a guy who was trapped in his car. A couple other guys ripped the door off the car. We had a nurse there on scene, dragged this poor guy to safety while his car was on fire. I don't know, 45 minutes later, the ambulance shows up.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage. Period.
Americans, it's the end of the world as you've known it. Hi, this is Larry Crisp, the Baby Boomer back at Plan.com. And right now, if you're a middle-class American, you probably feel like you're being squeezed out of existence. As incomes drop, food prices rise, and job markets remain abysmal, how will you provide the cash flow you and your family need to survive? Every generation knows that the old plan of trading 40 hours a week for 40 years, then retiring to a golf course, is a thing of the past. But while the traditional concept of retirement is fading, a new and exciting time of re-inspirement is emerging. You can find out how friends of mine from 25 to 85 years old have learned the secrets of creating cash flow and freedom they never dreamed possible in my free special report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Yes, it is the end of the world as we've known it, but you'll be re-inspired by my special report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Call 800-704-4117. That's 800-704-4117.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are
you
take my? When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Hey, John Reagan. I just called the Columbia High School in Nampa, Idaho, and that's School District 131. And they are at 301 South Happy Valley Road. Happy Valley Road. Nampa, Idaho. And so I called their phone number, and I said, I'd like to talk with the instructor who's been disciplined for killing a rabbit in class. And they said, well, we don't have a comment for you. But I could talk to Allison Westfall. And I got the number for her office just as we were ending this this break. Let me give you that number. Class, if you'd like to call and find out more about this, 208-468-4600. 208-468-4600. I'll post this on the website. And ask them whatever you think. And if you want, you are deputized to be USAPrepares.com investigative reporters. And if you'd like, you can call in and let us know what you found. You can call in tomorrow, or you can call in next Monday. You can call in any time that we're on the air, and let us know what you found. So the number for Allison Westfall of the Columbia, I guess the Columbia High School District, number 131, 208-468-4600. And then if you'd like to call in with your information tomorrow, you can call in at 866-582-9933. That's our number. That's our number right here at usapreparers.com, 866-582-9933. Back to you, John Reagan.
Now let's go down to It Will Never Be Enough and the chart in the control section. Barry went to China and said, we're going to screw our country by implementing 26-28% carbon dioxide emissions or carbon emissions from the 2005 level by 2025. In return, China, if they can, might possibly cap their emissions by 2030, 5 years later. And they plan on increasing zero emission sources by 2030. Now, the research I still have to do is that 26 to 28% reduction from the 2005 level is how much of a reduction of today's level. Could be 30, could be 40, could be 50%. Now, all of our economy, whether it's manufacturing or service, needs energy to do its business. And whatever percent is cut, it's that amount of business that has to be destroyed, which also means that's less income for people, less income for governments. It's not going to be pretty.
Don, we have some posts on the website, usapreparers.com. And let's see. For example, we have posts that talk about how many people are below the poverty line in various states. It's unbelievable. John, like 25% of Connecticut households struggle to meet basic needs. That's just one state. And it's not like they're unique. It's all over the country. People are struggling. People are absolutely broke. There's a fall off in attendance of all kinds of events. Except the ones that you don't need to go to. Like baseball games, football games, sports, you know, where they throw a ball around and you watch guys in short pants run around. You know, that attendance is off, but not as much. Not as much as educational events. It's unbelievable. Meet up tonight. Jimmy's Egg. Janet Randall's going to be taking my place tonight. I'm stuck here at the farm. John Reagan, your website is thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. And I'd like to suggest that for a great Christmas present, if you happen to be considering something that's educational and of value, and you want to teach somebody around you what's really going to happen, if you consider John Reagan's book, The Financial State of the Union, you'll learn why the collapse is absolutely, positively inevitable. It's going to happen. And you're going to see it. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Thanks so much, John Reagan.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States. And your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable level 3 body armor on the market. Katie level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Katie Armor, come and take it.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.